So how long are you here then in this place?
I had the shop for 12 years. Mm-hmm. But I've been here for 16 years.
16?
Yeah.
So all your life?
Yeah. Yeah. So nearly half of it. Something like that. So, yeah, but it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. And why are people coming here for certain? What's so special?
It's because of the coastline, the direction of the coast. There's a lot of wind. Because mm-hmm. of the North Sea, generate mm-hmm. a lot of wind. Mm-hmm. And then we have a lot of really nice reefs around here, so we have a lot of waves mm-hmm. normally. But then here in the high season, sometimes in summer, it can go flat. It's the same everywhere. Mm-hmm. But we very often have around minimum 9 meters per second every day. So you can mm-hmm. always go windsurf and kitesurf. Mm-hmm. It's really famous for the windsurf. It started in the 18s and 19 was really big. Mm-hmm. And now it's more kitesurf and surf and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Do they windsurfing on the fjord or even here on the open sea?
Most of people windsurf here mm-hmm. in the ocean. Mm-hmm. So, now we have the lake again. We had many years where we were fighting to get the lake back for the beginners and the kids. Mm-hmm. And we got it back this season. Now it's stable again. We can go windsurf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So all the media.
So, yeah. We have 468 media visits last year.
Whoa.
So it's been the whole Cold Hawaii concept we started 10 years ago. It's just been growing like totally crazy. Mm-hmm. And now we go out and explain other kommuner in Denmark about mm-hmm. this concept and how we build it up and mm-hmm. make this, it's just like a huge success.
Yeah, the Cold Hawaii seems to be like an open brand. Everyone
the
can
whole idea
it.
When we started was that everyone was allowed to use it. We just mm-hmm. want to build up something that's stable and just... Yes, super. Nej, personen har 3 gear.
3 gear?
Yes, de er fremadgående alle 3. No, but and then we started up, and then after 2 or 3 years, there was a small German company that took the name mm-hmm. From us, and then we started in a court, and they ended up winning the case because on paper this was first, but it was really irritating because the whole idea behind Cold Hawaii was to like everyone was welcome to use it. We don't want to like. Take some people away. Yeah. Everyone could mm-hmm. Use it as a brand and clothes and so on. Mm-hmm. And that's also why on the wall outside is to live it, love it, don't own it. Mm-hmm. It was the spirit about the Cold Hawaii. Yeah. And so. But it's. But then it's just been growing really a lot the last couple of years. There's so many people coming and it's like that. Mm-hmm. It really changed the whole place. And it's like a lot of new things and a lot of new shops pop up. And so it's really nice to see that sometimes it is possible to change the place. Mm-hmm. But it also took like 10 years until now.
Oh, and, okay.
mm-hmm. and we are just making a new master plan now, the mm-hmm. second one.
Mm-hmm. So to change it in which direction?
Yeah, and we don't want to make like a circus out of it. We want to keep the style. And we don't want to do it like Løkken and Blockhus and the other places. Because they are fighting to get back to the, like the old days. Mm. So and we're in the middle of the national park, and it's not allowed to build like fair center or anything. So it will keep like this calm place where you have a couple of shops and so on. Mm. And that's also the meetings for people that want to go out and really relax.
Yeah.
You don't have like a waterline or anything. You go into the park, you go bicycle, you go surf, walk on the beach and things like that. Mm-hmm. For some people it's boring because they just want like discotheques and bars and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's not what you're coming for here. Mm-hmm. You're coming for the nature, you're coming for just want to relax.
Mm-hmm. From where are the people coming? The Germans or
last
Danish?
Year it was around 70% from Germany. Mm-hmm. And there's of course a lot of Norwegian and Swedish people. But also Holland, Switzerland, Poland, East Europe, more. Mm-hmm. And also Italy and Spain, and people coming up. I don't know if it's because of the things going on in South Europe, but also when it's really, really hot in Spain, we have people coming up and saying, okay, it's too hot for me to be in 40 degrees. So it's more nice to stay up here around 20 degrees.
Cooler.
And I'm also the type of guy I don't like when it's really hot, so it's... It's a nice temperature and it's just a nice
We love that too. That's why we are traveling north.
And then sometimes you hit a day like today where it's rain. Like today there's nothing going on in the shop. You just go like totally down because it's bad weather.
Yeah.
And then the next day it'll be sunny and then it's crowded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it really goes up and down all the time.
Yeah. Oh.
So.
What was my question? I've heard the winter waves are very famous. What is it about?
The season starts like everywhere in Europe. Then normally the season starts in September, and then it goes the whole winter.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something special about walking down, even with snow,
mm-hmm.
and then go surf clean waves, it's just breaking really nice.
Yeah.
And the winter is really special.
Are they longer than summer waves?
Yeah, longer, stronger, bigger, so much better. It's like real swell coming in the winter. Yeah. Not like the summer swell.
I've seen that movie from the two guys on the Lofoten.
But it's also the waves are also coming in Norway in the winter. It's the same as here.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is waiting for it's getting colder. It's bad weather coming. So then the season starts.
Ah, cool.
Mm-hmm. The winter is the high season, but nearly everyone come in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But the season starts. And when I go travel, for example, in the winter we go to Spain and surf Canarian Islands. Very often you're finding so many people in the water, and it's, maybe it's nice water, but you don't catch many waves because there's so many people in the water.
Mm.
Here you can go up in the winter, surf a really nice day with 10 people out, and you just have like world class waves, and it's just then I don't care, it's cold.
Yeah.
So in the future I want to make like the sauna we have on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make more saunas and things like that. And you can go up and jump into the sauna and watch, check out the ocean from the window.
And some people say it's like it's an hippie community existing.
yeah, there is close to here. There's Thy Line. Thy Line was something that started at the same time as Christiania in Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
These two places started the same year,
mm-hmm.
but it's still up running.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not like in the big days. The big days was when it was biggest. It was 30,000 to 40,000 people.
Oh.
It was huge.
City,
but then it was like, but then they find out that no one want to work and everyone just smoke and hang out.
Yeah.
So, and it didn't work for them, and so it ended up like, going apart, and now it's a small group. I think it's maybe 200 or 300 people living there.
Okay, still.
But there are some old hippies still, I think they're still in the 70s in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But,
interesting.
It's still there. It's a half hour away from here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. North.
Yeah, you go north up to Hanstholm and then down again east,
mm-hmm.
and when you come down to Østerild, it's just behind. It's quite easy to find.